Welcome to the Advancing the Kingdom podcast with Apostle Matthew Tillery. Let's hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church.
Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I am Matt Tillery, your host for the Advancing the Kingdom podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. We are excited tonight, just really excited about what the Lord is doing. And I know that you are excited as well, because he's certainly doing some great things in your life. So I'm excited for what the Lord is doing in your life, and I'm certainly excited about what he's doing in my life. And I'm even more excited tonight to have two just really great people. They've been in my life for years, and I'm just really blessed to have known them and to know them, and to really just really grateful for them being a part of my life for quite a few years. So tonight we want to bring on this podcast none other than Brandon and Tashina Wiggins, founders of Angel Prince Corporation. Thank you guys so much for coming on the podcast tonight.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having us. Excited to be on.
Most definitely.
Amen. Thank you again. Thank you so much. So let's go ahead and get into this conversation tonight. Listen, we know that you all are doing some great work. You're doing a great work. You have a corporation, an organization that you all started. And, you know, it's just really, it's a phenomenal organization. And just seeing how God is really moving in it, seeing how he's blessing it, and seeing how that the people, many people are being blessed from your organization. And I believe that whenever God calls us to a space, whenever he calls us to a ministry or whatever, that, you know, he certainly have the heartbeat of the people on his mind. So we're just grateful for you all coming on tonight and just really sharing your heartbeat, just sharing your story concerning Angel Prince. So how did you guys come up with that name, Angel Prince?
So, kind of a backstory that a short backstory that led up to this point. And so, you know, we experienced a miscarriage in January of 2021. And that was the most devastating thing by far that either of us had been through, you know, as individuals or as a couple. And so, you know, we lots and lots of pain, lots and lots of grief, you know, came from that. So, you know, during the healing process, we you know, made it a point to be intentional about doing things as a family, you know, with Tashina and also Braden as well, to you know, to kind of help us heal as a family, because, you know, we both experienced that pain and that grief, but so did Braden as well, you know, right, in his own way. And so we were intentional about doing things together. And so one of those activities was we had little seed packets that you can seed paper. I think it was seed paper that you can write on, you know, in memory of whoever you want to remember, whoever you want to honor, and you can plant it. And so on my piece of paper, I wrote "To my little angel prince."
Oh, wow.
And I read it to Tashina, and her eyes lit up, and we were like, wow, this is amazing. This is it. This is the name. Mm-hmm. This is the name. So, yeah, we had already like kind of been throwing ideas back and forth about, you know, starting something, because, you know, laying there in the hospital with her, you know, we both just felt like there was a strong sense of purpose behind it. Right. Like, yeah, there was no way that God was going to allow this to happen and there not be something amazing on the other side of it.
Right.
So, you know, through that, you know, we, throughout the process, we didn't know exactly what that would turn out to be, but when, you know, when we came up with that name, and, you know, we, during the process, when we found it so hard to find support, that's when we kind of knew this is the space that we need to be in.
Right. Wow. So Tashina, how, I mean, you know, oftentimes we for the most part, not completely, but in traditional church, we oftentimes, if we're not pastoring a church or and so forth and doing stuff per se inside of the four walls, oftentimes We don't really see we only see that rather as a ministry. But you guys, a ministry was actually birthed out of this. You know, this is a ministry that many people are being blessed from. So how difficult was this journey? Because it was a journey, and it was a devastating loss, you know, a lot of pain, frustration, and all of that stuff. So how did that journey, how did you guys, how did you go through the journey, and how difficult was this journey?
Yeah, so definitely a hard thing to go through. You know, of course, we grieved together as a couple, but it was also important for us to, you know, individually grieve and take time to be in our own individual space. So as Brandon alluded to, this was the most devastating thing that, you know, that really touched home for me. Yeah, I had experienced loss before, but never to this magnitude. And, you know, one of the first questions, because I had a lot of questions for God, like, you know, why, how did this happen, you know? And so one of the first questions I asked was like, can anything good come from this?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And the single most devastating event that could ever just happen, it shook me. It shook me to my core. My faith was shaken. I had so many questions, and there was intentional isolation in the very beginning of it, but I knew that, you know, that part of it was only for a moment. Right. Just going through that initial grief phase, trying to understand why, also just trying to process it all. And so I initially kind of isolated, because I was just like, you know, for something this traumatic to happen, like, God, you have my attention. Like, right. What is it? You know, wow. It was definitely hard initially, but I knew that I had to really focus in on what I really knew. And that was praise, worship, and prayer that really got me through it.
Wow.
So I had to like regurgitate the scriptures, dive deep into the word. Like, I knew on the other side of it, there was, you know, there's peace that surpasses all understanding, that the joy of the Lord. Like, I had to envision myself, the healed version of myself. And that was the joy of the Lord being my strength, knowing that I'll be counting it all joy, knowing that this thing right here, this thing that has tested my faith, you know, I will be steadfast, and there will be a perseverance in that. So,
wow. You know, oftentimes, you know, and I have been told this, to not ask God why, but the reality of Jesus even asked the question, why, you know, he was on the cross, why has thou forsaken me? Right. So God is not, he's not intimidated by our questions, and it's okay to ask him why. Now, we don't always get an answer to the why, but it's okay to ask him why.
Exactly.
We don't always get an answer. We don't, and there are some things that, even with all of our degrees and all of that knowledge and stuff that we have about scriptures and all of that stuff, there are some questions that will never be answered on this side. So, but it's okay to ask the question why. And I think, I believe, and I know this, one of the things that I believe that really, you know, it was a shaking for you all. It was a tremendous loss. Mm-hmm. It was a tremendous shaking. Mm-hmm. And you really didn't need folk to calling you, giving you scriptures every day, because you all know the scriptures, right?
Right. Scriptures. Exactly.
Knew that.
Right. Right.
Right. So sometimes you just need a listening ear, right? Just need somebody to really just, where you can share your heartbeat and not be oftentimes, you know, we are judged, and we will, and the first thing conversation will come up is that we don't have no faith, but it has nothing to do with our faith. Matter of fact, the reason why we haven't gone and done some crazy stuff is it is because of our faith, right?
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. Yeah, it's that's one of the things. Like I know for me personally, you know, with this experience, with the experience that we had, was that, you know, I had never before been so angry at God in my life.
Yeah.
Like I, you know, just being completely transparent,
right?
You know, that was something, you know, it blindsided us. And I was like, God, as faithful as I've been in ministry, in my personal life, all across the board,
doing the right thing.
Right. Like I'm sitting here writing down a list of things I've done all the time. But yeah, that whole piece, you know, it nearly destroyed me.
Yeah.
It nearly destroyed me. And you know, there were times, you know, you hear people say all the time, I almost threw in the towel, I almost gave up. There were some days where I sat down at my desk and was like, I'm done, forget it.
Yeah.
But you know, God is so great, he's so magnificent to where he will allow us those times to be mad. Like, here, be mad. Say what you got to say. Get it off your chest.
Get it off your chest.
I'll be right here with open arms to welcome you back in.
And that's the type of God, you know, he loves us so much.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And he understands our emotions. He understands the pain that we're in. Mm-hmm. Because the truth is, being saved doesn't exempt us from pain.
Absolutely not.
You know, it doesn't exempt us from frustration. It doesn't exempt us from suffering.
Right. Yes, sir. You say it all the time. It's like, you know, that in and of itself, like if you have any amount of God in you and any amount of anointing on your life, that's a welcome mat for the enemy to come in and shake some things up in your life.
Right.
So anytime you're going through anything, that's a telltale sign that, you know, you're a threat to the kingdom of darkness.
Right. You know, the scripture says, for we know all things work together for the good to them that love God and to those that's called according to his purpose. Right.
Yes, sir.
So from the natural perspective, it's hard to analyze that. You know, you can't really articulate this from a natural perspective. Mm-hmm. But if you look at the end results and you see how out of all that pain, out of all that frustration, after even probably throwing in the towel for a moment, because I've thrown in the towel for a moment. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, today I threw it for a moment. I threw it for a moment. So but in all of that, you know, we understand that at the end of the day, all things are still working for our good. So you look at the pain, the frustration that you all went through, the suffering, and really asking God all the the questions, why me and all of that. But now you look at what has come out of this, you know?
Right. Yeah. It's nothing better than like seeing the fruit of your frustration.
Wow. That's a word, right? Say that one more time.
seeing the manifestation of things that are directly related to what you went through.
Wow.
And then, you know, being able to see the glory and the light of God being made manifest through what it is that we're doing through this organization. It's not too many better feelings in the world than that.
Yeah. So what are some of the things that you all do with your organization? I know I came to one of your events and it was powerful. It was really great. Was that your first year celebration, or what was that we came to? But what are some of the things that you all are doing in your organization?
Yeah. Well, first of all, thank you all so much for your support in our organization.
You
all are very big supporters of our organization. But where you're referring to is, I think that was our first awareness walk. That was our, this year was the second awareness walk, but the first one
last year.
October 2020. It's all right. It's already quarter 2024. Got work to do. our official launching event was, you know, that awareness walk, our 3K awareness walk, which was back in 2022. We officially launched as an organization with that. And I just realized we've been on here almost 20 minutes and we haven't actually said what Angel Prince does. So
I was going to get to that.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
Yeah, so our awareness walk, that's our biggest event that we hold each year. It's where, you know, families, you know, mothers, couples and families that have experienced pregnancy loss, infant loss or stillbirth can come and, you know, gather strength from one another, you know, feel that same sense of purpose that we did. And, you know, and just be able to come out and support a great cause. That's the awareness walk is our flagship event, but we do hold other, you know, smaller events throughout the year. Well, we try to anyway, but like we had last year, we had the Mother's Day brunch where we specifically, you know, targeted bereaved mothers. Not too many people know it, but there's actually a bereaved Mother's Day that's in May. I believe it's May 4th this year, or is it the 3rd?
It's the first Sunday in May.
First Sunday in May. So yeah, that's one of the things, or one of the examples of things that we want to bring awareness to and just bring a light to.
Wow.
So our mission is twofold. Mm-hmm. It is to, of course, bring awareness to pregnancy and infant loss, because, you know, it is a subject that is taboo. A lot of people talk about it. So we knew that in going forth in our organization, we wanted to, you know, bring awareness to it. And so in doing that, we had to be open with sharing our story.
Right.
You know, me, you know, I'm kind of private, you know, don't really share a lot. And so this was really big for me to even step out of my comfort zone to share.
Right.
And so sharing is a big piece of it, sharing our story and, you know, just bringing that awareness piece around it. And then the second piece is to, you know, support families who are going through it.
Right.
Our biggest piece is with our outreach, with our Brevin's Box. Brevin is the name that we named our little one. And so it's very near and dear to our heart, you know, one, and, you know, just giving back into the space, but also honoring our little one as well.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So in the box is a self-care box for moms with self-care items to, like, really nurture the heart and soul of that mom while she's going through that grieving process.
Well, so this is not an organization where you say, well, we just want to put together an organization and we just want to do this, but this is passion driven. You guys have a passion for it because of what you experience.
Yes,
absolutely. Yeah. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're exactly right. No.
Definitely passion. Yeah. Definitely, you know, just the heart. It's our heart's posture to give back and serve in this space of where, you know, God healed us, where we can go out and, you know, show that support and compassion to someone else, another family that's going through it.
So it's okay for other couples to just kind of lean on you all and just if they want to just cry on your shoulders.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That's what we needed, you know, during our time when we went through. But, you know, at the time we didn't know that was okay to do. You know, there weren't a whole lot of, you know, I would say professional supports for us to be able to do that. But and, you know, we're not professionals by any means. You know, no, we don't have any kind of counseling certifications or nothing like that, but we do have the ability to listen and share insight and wisdom based off of our experience.
Wow. And I think one of the things that's missing in terms of being an advocate for particularly the church, I think it is seeking outside help, outside from the altar.
Yes.
Because what happens oftentimes, we think we can go to the altar, get hands laid on us, and everything is good to go. But that's really not a reality.
Right.
Now I'm not minimizing the power of the Holy Spirit, the power of God. He can heal. He has healed me from a lot of things.
Right.
But it's okay for us to get outside counseling away from the altar. And I think that's one of the things that has not been pretty much talked about a lot from in the church, because once again, we become oftentimes so spiritual that we don't realize that there are people that, yes, we're going to pray for them, we're going to lay hands on them, we're going to put oil on them, and we're going to believe right then that God is going, that it's done. But at the end of the day, there are folk that need some outside counseling. They need some conversations away from that place, from particularly that, you know, that familiar space, I would say. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of the things that I believe is missing a lot of times, because we don't want to be an advocate. We want to be so deep and spiritual. No, I tell folk all the time, I'm going to pray for you, I'm going to lay hands on you, and mm-hmm. I'm going to believe God that it's done. But if you need some outside conversations with somebody that's a professional in that area that you're dealing with, that's good. That's okay too, because God put people in certain places specifically for that.
That's right.
And you know, we definitely appreciate the prayers. Like we felt the prayers coming.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, I look back and, you know, just 2 years ago, almost 3 years, you know, that was just a really hard place to be. And I look back and I just know that it was all God.
Yeah.
To look back and see where I am today, where we are today as a couple too. Right. And, you know, we sought out professional counseling, mm-hmm. which definitely added another level
to
what we needed.
Right. Right. There was some very practical things that, you know, were suggested in, you know, in our sessions that really, really helped us, us along the way. You know, it helped us, it helped us heal.
Right. And,
you know, it's a critical thing. You know, particularly those of us in the body of Christ, you know, if we got a toothache, we're going to go to the dentist. You know, if we got a stomach ache, we're going to go to our primary care doctor.
Right.
But if something is not right up here, you know, we have a problem with going to see somebody for that.
Right.
That's the part that has to change. And that's, you know, even though we don't, you know, we're a nonprofit, we're not going out here preaching and everything like that, but that's another piece of it too, because, you know, a lot of people that we run into are of our faith. And so, you know, that has to be a part of what we're bringing awareness to, is not only this mission, but bringing awareness to the fact that, you know, although you have your faith, it is okay for you to go seek out someone to help you mentally.
Right. Right.
Perfectly fine.
Wow. What would you all say to someone who may be or is experiencing some of the things that you all experience? What would you say to those folk, that couple that's listening there or will listen later, that said they just happened to click on this podcast and some of the things that they needed to hear, you know, they're listening to it right now, and they've been in this place of frustration, just really been in a dark place. What would you say to those folk?
Well, number one, God has not forgotten about you. Although you may be in that dark place right now, you may be in that perplexed place right now where, you know, it seems like everywhere, every direction you turn, there's darkness. God has not forgotten about you. There's a pain to your purpose. There's a purpose tied to your pain. There's always a purpose tied to your pain. And so it may look bleak now, but, you know, you are going to see the other side of this thing. You know, lean on your faith, lean on your faith, lean on your supports, whoever, whoever or whatever that may be, you know, lean on it as long as it's healthy and not, you know, taking you in the opposite direction of where you need to go. And know that it's okay to talk. It's okay to talk. Don't internalize your feelings. I know society has put a lot of, a lot of quote unquote stipulations on how you should grieve and all the timelines associated with grief. No, there is no timeline on grief.
Right.
There is no handbook on how to grieve. There's a lot of books that help you. There's a lot of books that help you, but there is no tailor-made grief plan for one specific person. So grieve how you grieve and know that you're going to get through it.
Wow. So how can we get in contact if someone wanted to get in contact with you all? I put it up at the angelprince.org. So all of your information is on your website, correct?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we're on, you find us on Facebook, Angel Prince Corporation, Instagram at Angel Prince Org. We're on YouTube at Angel Prince Org and also on TikTok at Angel Prince Org. You can reach us by phone via call or text 919-518-4289. And our email address is angelprinceorg@gmail.com.
Amen. Amen. Wow. This has been a very powerful session tonight. Just really grateful for the both of you all. We could see the frustration when you came to church, could see the weight. So the only thing that we could do was really pray for you all and really be there to listen if you wanted to share anything. But we're just really grateful to God how he just brought you all through this whole ordeal and really put you in a place where now you're able to share your testimony, you're able to share what you all experience and not just share it, but you have actually have an organization now that you're really moving forward and doing some great things throughout the United States. So just really grateful and very appreciative of you all.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it. We did our best to try to hide the pain, but you know, I guess you being you were gonna see it anyway. So church folk, we love to put on that mask. Look, you know, blessed and highly favored.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And know that on the inside, man, I'm almost about to snap up in here.
Right. Yes, sir. But yeah. We really owe a great deal of gratitude to you all, to you and Pastor Don, and also, you know, just the TFM family for, you know, being so supportive and so understanding during that time, you know, allowing us that space, you know, that we needed, and you know, just all of the prayers and everything. So thank you all.
Yeah.
And you have to be able to discern where people are and what they're dealing with and what they're going through. And not put pressure on folk. My thing is give folk the space and time that they need.
Right.
You know, don't be so spiritual that you come on, suck it up. Let's go. We can't do that. We have to allow people to heal.
Yeah.
I'm still healing from dealing with prostate cancer. So it's a healing process. It's nothing that just happens overnight. And sometimes I need my space. For me, cycling is my space, and I need that because it just helps me get through the next day.
Right.
So whatever your outlet is, and I'm sure you all have outlets that whatever it is that you need space and time to just really, you know, be able to hear yourself sometimes.
Right. Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Yep. Yeah. So is there anything else you all want to share tonight concerning your organization, or just concern in life, or just, is there a prophetic word? not for me.
if I would say one thing, I would just say this. You know, just know that your faith, what your title, whatever it may be, it does not make you exempt from the issues of life.
Lord knows it don't.
The issues of life, they're gonna show up on your doorstep. They're gonna try to turn you upside down. They're gonna try to knock you down, but you were built for it. So
amen. Amen. Well, we appreciate you all, and just thank you again. Just really appreciate you all being in my life personally. This is my personal, just want to share that, you know, just really don't take it for granted at all. And just really thank you so much for how you all, you don't realize that how you all have poured into my life without even knowing it. So, you know, sometimes I leave church sometimes, and Pastor Don and I will be talking about you all, and just really, once again, just so grateful for you. You're not just a partner or a member of a church. It's much bigger than that.
Yes, sir.
So we are in relationship, and just really very grateful for that.
Yes, sir. Likewise. Appreciate you all.
Well, listen, we appreciate you all coming on the podcast tonight. If you would like to get in touch with Brandon and Tashina Wiggins, you can go to angelprince.org. That's angelprince.org. All of their information is on their website. Make sure you check it out, angelprince.org. And there's a lot of information up there. You can also go up there to donate. So it's a nonprofit organization. You can donate millions of dollars, whatever you want to do. Angelprince.org. You can go up there and donate. And they would be very appreciative of that, because they're doing some great things up in the Zebulon, Raleigh, Wake County area, and pretty much all over the country. So we are excited about this organization and how God is really using them. Marketplace ministry, that's what it's all about. So just grateful again for you all coming on the podcast.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Well, listen, I'm Matt Tillery. Next Monday night, go and advance the kingdom.
Thanks for joining our podcast. You can email us at mltillaryministries@gmail.com or call 252-977-3002. Until next time, let's advance the kingdom.